Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to another report to your constituents. And we'd like to talk about rural health. We'd like to talk about telemedicine. We'd like to talk about making sure that people in remote areas of our Commonwealth can get the treatment they need, whether it be medical or mental or any kind of treatment they need. Can you tell us what's going on here? What has been being debated by the House?
Well, part of what's being debated is what we've been through in the last couple years with all the lockdowns. Those lockdowns, we believe, attributed to a lot of mental and behavioral health and suicide attempts among our youth. Just watching their families, go through the lockdown and not being able to see their loved ones and situations like that. You know, now that we hopefully are on the other side of the pandemic, we're still seeing concerns, big concerns, regarding access, especially in rural Pennsylvania. We're also seeing some things that are happening that are very concerning. We're seeing major cases where fentanyl is coming over the border, a border that is basically wide open with an administration that is doing absolutely nothing, trying to curtail the drug cartels, bringing in illegal drugs. And on our hearing that we had Tuesday, one of the testifiers made the statement that this is like chemical warfare coming into our country, because with any, type of business transaction, you're trying to sell a product to, customer. But with illegal drugs, the people selling fentanyl, they absolutely know that a big part of what they're doing is killing their customers, killing the people that are buying these drugs, because it only takes a tiny, tiny bit of fentanyl to kill you. And heroin, other drugs, marijuana, vape can be laced now with fentanyl that is fatal. And at the same time, the administration in D.C. is continuing to allow all these drugs to cross our border. And of course, it's not just fentanyl in the state of Pennsylvania. In rural Pennsylvania, we're still dealing with methamphetamines and other drugs. And, we're seeing more and more drug use. It's one of the highest leading causes of death amongst our younger generation is drug overdose.
And obviously, this is something that really hits home, especially in rural areas right now where we see this kind of epidemic sweeping across our nation. And we are responding here in the legislature saying we've got to get help to these folks. There are not enough doctors in the area, so telemedicine is the way to go with this. See a doctor, see an addiction specialist, see a mental health professional.
Well, we actually did pass a bill out of the House just yesterday that does allow for telemental health. So that bill now goes directly to the Senate. Because with all the escalation in drug overdosing, what we're seeing in mental health, the escalating of mental health, the drug addictions, we also see more and more the need for rehab beds, for mental health counselors, for everything in human services, but we don't have the people there in those agencies. We definitely don't have the beds. People can end up in a psychiatric ward, and they can use their 30 days of their insurance or Medicaid. And, then if they can't find a bed, they're back out on the street. So there's a real problem in the mental health arena in an era where we've closed down state hospitals. Where I live, there's Warren State Hospital, And but there's very, very few admissions, even though there are beds that would be available. The state does not want to admit people into the state hospital system. I had suggested several years ago that if people have concerns about the name state hospital, that we change the name to rehabilitation center or something like that, because we have a lot of expertise in mental health, behavioral health, drug rehab in those facilities. But it, because of what they see as a stigma, the state agencies would prefer to just close them down and put people in group homes. But guess what? There's a shortage of staff in every human service area and every part of our hospitals, that the people are not there. Whether it's fast food or hospital manufacturing, take your pick. So we're seeing these crises across the state. And so these are issues that people bring to our attention, talked about, and we know they're there. We know they're there. The question is, what's the remedy? What can state lawmakers do, if anything, to help alleviate the problems so that people can have access to those kind of services in rural Pennsylvania? So it's something, we had 2 days of these hearings, heard from a lot of really good professionals, but it really is, in my opinion, especially the fentanyl issue, it is chemical warfare against our nation. And unfortunately, we have an administration that seems to be allowing it.
Tell us a little bit about law enforcement in this area, trying to bring the entire state workforce, if you will, that we have to tackle the problem against this problem.
Well, it involves several agencies. It also involves law enforcement. I am thankful that I live in an area and I represent an area that still believes in law enforcement. It still believes in the public supporting our police. And we believe in rehab. We believe in helping people. But at the same time, we believe in when there's a crime, people do the time. It's one thing to rehab people who are users, but we know that behind every user, there's a dealer. There's a dealer who has the same philosophy as the drug cartels. They don't care. They know that some of these drugs they are dealing are killers. Chemical warfare, if you like. So why we should be all about rehabbing people who are addicted, people who hopefully can recover from those addictions, we need to put the dealers where they belong, and that's behind bars. But at the same time, our policemen, our law enforcement need to be working with community agencies, our hospitals, our doctors, to make sure that our folks have access to the cares that they need in all of this social mess that we seem to be hitting with, all these social issues that we seem to be hit with all at the same time.
Representative Rapp, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another legislative report with State Representative Kathy Rapp.